My heart is raised. I'm willing to wait on you, God. So you can come in the room. Come see about me, God. Come see about me, God. I'm waiting on you. Waiting on you. Will you come in? Come in. Come in the room. Come in the room. Come in the room.
Hallelujah.
Come in the room. The people need you, Lord. Your people desire your presence, Lord. We desire your presence, Lord. We desire your presence, Jesus. We want you to come on in the room. Come on in the room. Yeah. Dwell. Dwell. Whatever is in your way.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever is in your way.
Talk about it. Yes.
Come on, everybody know when you get a certain age,
start hearing crunchy stuff that you didn't hear before. But last week, before I got out, I was doing all those things. And I said, oh God, I'm in pain. And I made that pain an idol. And all the things I would normally do for him. Notice I didn't say I didn't go to work. I still went to work. I still got in my car and drove and did everything else I wanted to do. But the things of God that I normally would do, I put to the side. And I made that issue an idol. So now I'm asking God,
dwell here. Hallelujah.
Whatever's in your way, whatever took your place, dwell here. Dwell here. Move whatever's
Hallelujah.
In your way, even if it's me.
Yes, Lord.
Even if it's legal.
Hallelujah.
Even if it's legal.
Yes.
Even if it's legal.
Yes.
Even, come on, you gotta be honest with yourself. Even if it's legal.
Yes.
Even if it's legal. You can't blame your husband. You can't blame your wife. You can't blame your children. You can't blame your job because you're the one who makes things priority. You make the priorities. You do. You make those.
Talk about.
So you can't say, oh, my husband made me, or my children did this, or my job did that. You make the priorities. So even if it's me, Lord, whatever took your place, 12 years. Dwell here. Move whatever's in your way. Whatever took your place. Dwell here. Dwell here. Move whatever's in your way. Whatever took your place. Dwell here.
Dwell in us. Because according to your word, you said you are the way, the truth, and the life. And so God, I'm asking you to dwell in this place, this vessel. And God, I'm opening the door. I won't shut the door. I won't close the door. But dwell in you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word because I want to move right into this because there's nothing more than when God confirms what he's given me to say and share. And last week I started sharing and I shared about being an apprentice to Jesus. But there was a statement I made. For those of us who desire to follow Jesus, here is the reality we turn and face. If we're not being intentionally formed by Jesus himself, then we highly likely we are being unintentionally formed by someone or something else. Y'all didn't hear me here. Listen to what the psalmist said. If you're not being intentionally formed by Jesus, You are unintentionally being formed by someone or something. We just said move those things. That was the song. But here, if you're not, those things are in our life. And what we do is we subtly like let them creep in. Now, pain's a reality, but we let the pain take over what we know Jesus can do. We got trouble, but we let the trouble take over what we know Jesus has come for. So I want to bring this reality to us, is that if we don't intentionally allow Jesus' peace, joy, and love to rule, reign, and abide in us, then you will unintentionally allow someone and something change you. I hear some people say, I'm trying. That's the problem. You're trying. And not allowing him to do what he came to do and let him dwell in you. Because if you keep trying, we'll keep getting what you've always been giving us. And somebody has to look at your life, because I'm talking about if you allow Jesus into your life, he's come so that you can get the life you desire. I don't know about you, but I don't like pain. I don't like trouble. So I don't intend to stay in it. So I found out I got somebody that can help me get out. So I want to tell you, so this, I believe Jesus is the answer to everything we have. I believe Jesus is the answer. And so because he's the answer, I said, that statement is so real. What are we intentionally allowing ourselves to be and to become? And so it brings me to my question today, today's message, following Jesus. And the question to you is, who is Jesus to you? Oh, y'all not here. Who is Jesus to you? See, a lot of people, he said to Peter, y'all remember, he said, who am I? Right? And, you know, he said, well, you know, some say, you know, you're Elias and Elijah. And some say, you're this one and you're that. Right? They're going on and on and on. But he said, who do you say that I am? I'm asking all of you that are watching and anybody that's here in the service, who is Jesus to you? Is he Lord and Savior? Now I've got to tell you, Lord, capital L, means he lords over everything. Which means he's Lord over pain. He's Lord over trouble. He's Lord over situations. He's Lord over joy. He's Lord over peace. He's Lord over your finances. He's Lord. Come on, y'all. Who do you say that he is? And so I'm convinced that we have something here that God wants us to lock hold on. And I want you to please don't let one word drop to the ground. I need you to take these words and allow them to dwell in you. Allow them to grow in you. Amen. I need these words to not fall. So I'm asking you to pay close attention to what I believe God's trying to say. I don't believe the song and the change up and the switch happened by accident. I believe that the Holy Spirit ordained it. Has nothing to do with whether we practice it or whether we wrote down. It has everything to do with obedience. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. And I want to talk to you because see what's happening is we keep sacrificing stuff and talking about what we've done and what we did. Instead of, he said, I don't want your sacrifice. I want you to be obedient. Yeah. So listen. I want you to go to your Bibles, to John chapter 14. Now, I don't know if we have in our system. I'm going to be reading out of the Word Bible this morning. Okay? It's quite different. But again, I love the Word now. I've had the Bible for years and did not use it the way I'm using it now. But I love it because the Word Bible, the Message Bible, I call it the Word Bible. The Message Bible is a conversation. It's a little different than the NIV, the King James, the New King James, all of it. It's much different than that because it's a conversation. And I got to tell you, we're living in a day and an age where people need to have a conversation. And as a preacher and a teacher, we need to be able to have a conversation with the congregation. I need you to understand what it is I'm saying. I don't need you to be guessing and trying to figure out. I don't need to be deep. I need to be simple and to the point. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, and I say that because, see, we've tried all these other things and start preaching to itchy ears. And I'm hearing the Word of God says, just preach my truth. Just tell the truth about who I am, whose I am, and so the relationship. So he said, I want the people to know that I am the way, the truth, and the life. But hold it. Thank you, Holy. He said what he said on purpose. And the first thing he said, I am. So I am, the great I am, is the way. Nothing could start before the way. So I'm really talking to people who really are in the place for transformation. How many of y'all here want to transform? Everybody's hands should be up. Everybody that's watching should hands up. You should be in your wherever you are with your hand up. Because change is necessary, but if there's no transformation, the change will mess you up.
So how do you put your Lord thumbs up?
So you won't recognize what God is doing. You'll just see it as trouble.
Yeah.
You'll see it as a problem.
Amen.
You'll see it as a hurt. You'll see it as loss. Because he tells you, you got to let go of something. You get upset because you want to hold on to something that can't fit to where he's trying to take you. I'm at the point. My wife better listen to this message because we can't take some stuff to this next place he's calling us to.
So if we wanted to,
there's some things that are falling off. And here's the trouble, because when you have a relationship with people, you'll start, whoever's in the way, whatever's in the way, I need you to move, God. So what happens is if you don't recognize this, you start to allow the relationships you have to be more important than the relationship you need.
So this one says no, it's recording.
Which is with him.
Because
I just heard in his word, he said, I am the way.
So does it automatically?
The truth. Mm-hmm. And but you can't get the truth until you get in the way. So I'm trying to help y'all here because everything God does, he does in order. Jesus in order. So he does it. He said, I am the truth. I'm saying the way, the truth, and the love. So I need truth, but I can't get the truth. Because I get to gotta deal with way. So I want you to hear this because listen to what the message said. Listen to the Message Bible. I'm gonna read it, the first six verses out of the Message Bible. It says, don't let this throw you. This is a conversation I'm gonna have with y'all. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that wasn't so, I would have told you I'm on my way to get a room ready for you. Now see, y'all have heard this and the people preach this at funerals. This is not a funeral message. This is a message about life. This is about a God. The rooms is getting a place ready for you. Where? Right here. Because he came to preach kingdom. And he wasn't talking about in the by and by. If you can't practice it here, what difference does it make there? He came to change what was already altered and changed. But he came to give his people power through his word which could change the situation. Now, I don't have the media team up there. I had something I showed y'all last week. The word, word, equals Jesus. Jesus equals word.
So we still have it.
What are you talking about? He says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. So it tells me that all of that, the word was with Jesus, was with God, is God, became God, and is God. So this word I'm talking about, so I'm going to be sharing with us, I've been talking about the apprenticeship of being with Jesus. So the disciples had the pleasure of walking with him. We don't have the honor of walking with him. We have the honor of walking with him. They walked among him. We walk with him because he said, I gotta go and I'm going to release what's in me to you. Another comforter who is a part of the Godhead, but he's gonna be in all of y'all at the same time. But you gotta believe that by faith. But here's the reason you gotta be able to hear what it is he's saying. And then you got to be obedient. Watch. I'm telling you. Watch me share with y'all here. He said, don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There's plenty of room in my Father's house. This mic is by bouncing. He said, if the room is ready for you, and if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back to get you so you can live where I live. Now, I'm going to talk to y'all about something because he said, you can live where I live, which means he's talking about life. We're talking about a God that rose again. I'm not talking about a dead God. And he is not talking about living in heaven. If he's in you, he wants you alive now and living with him and the power of him. So watch this. So he says, Thomas says, Master, we have no idea where you're going. How do you expect us to know the road? Here's the answer. Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, and also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. And if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you know him, and you have seen him. Everybody been saying they want to know God. Well, if you want to know God, the best way to get to know God is to know Jesus. And so if you know Jesus, you can operate with him today. Y'all see it now? So here, he's saying here that I'm the way. And he's telling us that, and the way for us to do that is so, and why did I bring to you guys the example of the word equals Jesus? They were walking with the word 2,000 years ago, right? We don't have the pleasure to walk with the word physically. We have the pleasure of walking with the word internally. Because the word, the word has to be in me. If it's in me, then it becomes a part. Let me give y'all the greatest example. Here's a real quick one for y'all to understand. We make this stuff so neat, right? Here's a simplicity. What's in the bottle?
Water.
Water is in the bottle, right? Where did the water go? In me. Can y'all see it?
Yes.
No, you can't see it. But I just told y'all know it's in me. So we got to stop. So the just shall live by faith and not by sight. So our faith and trust can't be in what we see. It must be in what we know and what we internalize. So I just told you, I know that water's in me. I don't care that nobody can see it. I'm trying to help somebody here because see, what's happening, what's getting in the way is your faith.
Someone can post their comments, read the comments.
The transformation cannot occur if you do not believe. So I need you to understand, you must believe first that he is the way. If he is the way, I'm just going to trust him. If I trust him, I'm going to do what he says when he says it, even if it hurts. Now I know to pray when I got pain. I know the pain, right? But the pain will try to dictate to you to just try to, you try to internalize it and not say nothing. Right? I'm just trying, I want y'all to see we have the answer to the problems. It doesn't mean the problems won't hurt. Come and the things don't exist. Stop getting that. But I want to tell you, I'm victorious. In spite of. But if you don't start speaking that and seeing that and knowing that, you'll keep taking, allowing it to dictate someone or something will be intentionally, unintentionally guiding your life. And it won't be Jesus. So listen to this. So following Jesus, who is Jesus to you? So because he said to Thomas, Jesus said, I am the road. This is the Message Bible. And he said, also the truth and also life. So I'm all of those things, but they're in specific order. Right? The way, the truth, and the life. I've been talking to y'all about living the life you desire. You cannot live the life you desire without the way, the truth, which will affect your life. Did y'all hear what I just said? So if I get the way right, I will get some truth. And the truth will affect my life. But you gotta get the way right. If you don't get number one right, you can't get two and three. So God is clearly talking to us. And I want y'all to know that he is the way. And I figured this out because I'm telling you, my life doesn't look like anything I thought it would. Oh, I guess I'm the only one. Come on, come on. My life is nowhere what I was planning as a young boy. I am so far away, I'm on Pluto. So far away from where I began and thought I would be. But guess what? I'm glad. Because I'm on a journey with my God. And this journey, he's taking me to a place. And I'm going to tell you something. I wish, and again, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. So there are some things that sometimes go over my head. But I got to tell you something. Because of my obedience, regardless of what I feel like, regardless of what people say, whatever, I do the things that he tells me to do. Now, I got to tell you something. I got a lot of people in my ear. And some of it I can't be listening to right now. I have a lot of people. And it's amazing. Because I want to share with you. Look here. Who is Jesus to you? To some, he is with wrath-like aspiration. That's like a ghost. There to inspire later generations in a fuzzy kind of goodwill. So we just think, you know, we got a lot of things to Jesus. Because I shared with y'all last week, you know, Jesus didn't call us to come to be Christians. You said, what? That was the name they gave him when the first century church began. But again, because they were Christ-like, following Christians, they called them Christian. But he called us, go to John chapter 1, verse 43. John chapter 1, I'm going to share with you what he came to do. Verse 43. John chapter 1, verse 43.
What's up there?
He said the next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee, but when he got there, he ran across Philip. And he said to him, come, follow me. He came so that he could be the example in which people could follow, because he is the way. The way is necessary, so he came into the earth to demonstrate. Now, and the reason I need to share this, watch this. He came because he decided something see him as coming to do a fuzzy goodwill. To others, he is a social revolutionary. Resist, fist up to the Roman Empire, and then to all the empires that we have in our lives now. If that was the case, why are they happy? He did not come to put the fist up to them. He came for you to show you that you are greater than any circumstance or situation that the devil, the enemy, can throw your way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So situations, I gotta say, so he got people, and right now we're dealing with, and I'm gonna share with you so much that's going on in our world, right, and around us. But if we don't understand that he came to deal with these empires, the large number, and even in the large number of Western Christians, that's us here on the Western side of the hemisphere, that he has delivered a mechanism, that he is a delivery mechanism for a particular theory of atonement, as the only reason he came was to die and not to live. That's the church pushing that. Right? I got to tell you, he didn't come. Dying was a part of what he had to do so he could show you he defeated death and he's alive and well today. Which it means if he defeated death, which was, according to the word, was the last enemy. You said, how did y'all come to the conclusion it was the last enemy? Well, according to the Bible, it said that he died with every stripe. Right? And he was beat unrecognized. Every stripe for all of our sins, for everything in the world. But when he came back, he healed. He was healed of all the stripes. He was healed of all the beating. He was healed from all the sins. And so we now have forgiveness in place, but we had to receive him. And so the last thing that would have kept him down, would have stayed down, is he could have had to stay down. You remember, he went down first before he went up. If he didn't defeat death, he'd have had to stay there. But he left that place. I like my mind. He smacked the devil around a little bit, snatched the keys, and said, I'm going back with the keys to the kingdom, for my people need these. To unlock doors. So faith without works is dead. If you're not doing nothing, you will get nothing.
So faith without works is dead.
Listen. An increased number, he said, and here, so he said, he didn't just come for death, but he came to live. And an increasing number of Christians don't agree with him on critical matters of human flourishing. Listen, it said that they would rather trust a politician. We're in that season, right? They'd rather trust a celebrity or a pastor gone rogue than Jesus, the teacher, and disciples that studied with him. I'm sharing with you, he gave us his word, and in his word, so I'm sharing with you, we have to be careful, because in our world today, we got a lot of people that say things that sound good, but not God. So you got celebrities saying things, so somebody think because they have risen from a place and risen up in place of in celebrity world and have money now, that they now could speak to these every issue. Listen, I love the Tesla, right, the car, but I am very disappointed with the creator of it, because this guy, who is so rich now, he thinks he can speak to stuff, he'll got no clue about. Who taught him money gives him the right to do that? I'm sure you've got to be careful. That's slippery. You got politicians promising you something for the vote. But when you see them next week on the issue and they got the vote, I'm just saying that's part of the game. We got some good, great politicians. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're here to help run our world. So we need to pray for them. So that's the best I can say to do. But again, politicians and politicians. Okay, I'll leave it at that. But we need, and then a pastor. Let's talk about that. A pastor that's gone rogue. Okay, I just shared with my brother. You got a bunch of pastors preaching stuff for tingling ears to fill the seats. I refuse to do that. I refuse to do what God said to do. Be obedient. I don't need to sound deep or sound things that are catchy and say things that will fill up the house and let people do whatever they want to do. It's all okay. Because I'm responsible for your soul. So I want to teach you and tell you the truth. So the truth is, if you can do the best you can by allowing Jesus into your life, learning his word, allow his word to be on your heart so that you can use that in your daily, everyday walk and talk. So when the pain comes, lay hands on yourself. And then say, God, help me. And you're still struggling, then you go ahead and take an aspirin. Okay? I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. But give Jesus the first place. Give him the first place. You got some trouble in your finances? Say, God, help me. Show me the way. You said you're the way. Show me how I should get the way right for my life and my finances. See what I'm saying? You got to make it personal because he's the way for everything. We keep allowing stuff to keep taking us out of whack.
Now, this content we can have on it. So
because we do not that. Utilize the way.
We should be able to see
the way, the truth, and the life. So listen, so I gotta trust him. So they would never ever even think to consult Jesus on the pressing matter of our time. Politics. Racial justice, sexuality, gender, mental health, and so on. I'm sharing with you, is God God? Is he the God of everything or just some things? So I'm of the impression that everything is fair game at the church. There is nothing I should not be able to talk about. There is nothing that God can't conquer or work on. Oh, I know somebody talking about me now. Said, he ain't gone astray. No, I haven't. There is nothing that God can't deal with. Sin has to be sin. You said it. Issues. She said it. The worship assembly. So we all got issues. Right? Which means we all got sin. But greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I need him because he came to deal with the sin. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. So I want a desired life. So I need truth. And then I need the way. So I'm going backwards to get it. So I will start with the way to get the truth. And when I got the truth, I can apply it to my life. And guess what starts to happen? I get the desired life. Trying to help somebody in. Because we've been trying to make, somebody says, I'm trying. No, that's the problem. You trying. Now I'm asking you, why don't you let go? If you let go and let Jesus, and by the way, do what he said, because you know he said it, you just ain't want to do it. So listen. This is vital, because if to follow Jesus is to trust him to lead you to the life you desire, it is very hard, if not impossible, to entrust your life to someone you don't trust and believe. So I'm talking to the church here because, you know what? I've been talking about transformation. We've been taught how to play church. We've been taught how to act and how to say, but not been taught how to be real. How to get the way in it. We said, how you doing? Blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, why don't you just say, Pastor, I'm struggling today. Would you pray with me? Listen, you know, my finances is all jacked up. But I need help. Okay, let's pray. Because you know what? According to the word of God, I could do this because I could say, according to the word of God, he's the way. So let's call on the way, the word, to get in your way so you can get the truth on your situation so your life changes. How about that prayer? How about having that? So be honest, but you don't want nobody to know. We got some people here, and you know, you try to bring them in, you have a meeting to talk about it, to discuss it, think they don't, why we gotta have a meeting? Because I need to tell you the truth. Right? But I've learned, and I've been talking about this. I want to come in front of stuff. And to come in front of something, I have to confront it. But we may confront things bad. And we already got the shields up. We got the shields up. We create the attitude. Now I'm going to tell you, because I'm talking to the church, Christians. And God said, no, I'm the way. If he's talking to you, he's talking to you. And I'm out of way. So here, if you don't trust God, I know you don't trust me. And I gotta tell you, he sent me. I gotta tell you, if y'all ain't worried, I am. Did I share the truth with you? You know why? Thank you. You know the word. I'm accountable to your life and for your life. For you. You're not accountable for mine. It's not the other way. Okay, your accountability is to be obedient and hear. But that's on you if you don't. Because you just obeyed me and God. But I'm accountable, so I will not be telling you anything cuckoo. Because I got to stand before God. And listen, I ain't worried about nobody else doing that. I'm worried about him. My allegiance is to God.
Yeah, but it's,
so
it doesn't
show. I got enough sense. I am not going rogue. So I don't know if people to believe that think it's okay to do this. And you know what that is? So there is grace, which is unmerited favor, and then we got some preaching hyper grace, and you know hyper anything hyper is super. It's above and beyond, right? But listen, that does not mean you can do anything you want and slip and slide into the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Be a greasy Christian.
That's right.
That is not God. But if you follow the way, you will get the truth and your life will change. Watch this. But you got to trust him and you got to believe. So I want to tell you the other day, I want to finalize this. There's three goals of an apprentice. So an apprentice, by the way, is a disciple. And the word Christian in the New Testament is only mentioned three times. By the way, I'm going to help you out. Three times, that's all. Three times, that's all it's mentioned. The word disciple or apprenticeship is mentioned 269 times. I would think that anything that is mentioned 269 times must be very important. But somehow or another, we got more about being a Christian than being a disciple. We're more excited about being a Christian than we are excited about being a disciple. A disciple, an apprentice, a student of the word. Did y'all hear me? So if you're a student of the word, there was something that they called Jesus. They called him, many of them had called him Rabbi. A rabbi was a teacher who also lived the word and would work a secular job for a season, and then in the off season, they would hit the road with a gathering of followers and teach. That was the rabbi, because they were teachers. And they were teaching. So that's what they did. So I want to liken Jesus to a rabbi, because he was called that, right? So I want to tell y'all today, y'all need to get, we got three goals. Three goals that if y'all follow this, I think it'll change your life, right? So here's goal number one. It's to be with your rabbi. Did y'all hear me? It's to be with your rabbi, your teacher. Okay, you need to be with him. So he needs to be with you. What does that mean? I need to allow him in. I gotta open my heart. I gotta make Jesus Lord, not just Savior. Everybody wanna be saved. But how about being Lord? This is the part we miss. Savior and getting saved. I only need to do that once, right? I really gotta every time get saved every other day. But I need to be Lord. I need him to be Lord all the time. In fact, he's not trying to be Lord sometime. He wants to be Lord all the time. Right? Lord means lead over. Okay? He everything. So he says, so I need you to be with your rabbi. So Jesus himself invited the disciples to be with him. He said that, y'all remember I told you to John 1:43? He said, follow me. So he gathered. Isn't it the most amazing thing? He did not go to the church, the synagogue, and ask anybody there to follow him. He got some people in the street, in the marketplace. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here because this, maybe some of y'all will get this together. You stop talking to just other people in the church, and let's go ahead and talk to somebody that's not in the church and invite them here. Right? Because they're important. So Jesus himself invited his disciples to be with him. In him, this is what I wrote down, in him we live, move, and have our being. That's the scripture, right? So in him, and this take me back 30 years. Pastor George Hilton is where I began at, right? He had us study the in him scriptures. You remember that? So there's quite a few scriptures in him. And when you see them, he's talking about in him. But where is him? It should be in you. If he's in you, then you got the way. And if you got the way, you will get the truth. And if you got the truth, you will get your life desired to change in your life. No, I'm not making this up. So when I got in the way and I got out of the way, let me say that again. So when I got in the way with Jesus and I got out of the way, I got truth. I discovered who I was. When I discovered who I was, my life changed. But this really happened. This is the boy from North Philly. And the people that came from North Philly not doing what I'm doing today. There was no example. I didn't have an example of what I'm doing in my neighborhood that I grew up with. Now, I love my father and mother, but they couldn't even give me the example. But what they did was put me in the right places so I could get in the way. I got to give them credit. They did that. Okay? They put me in the right place. I didn't quite understand it. I didn't even quite understand my dad and some things. But I think back now, and I wish I'd be able to tell him, thank you, that I never missed a meal, that I had a roof over my head. I tell people I hated. He made me be the paper boy. Man, I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and throw papers. But he went with me. Oh, I deliver papers in the projects. And so learning how to be a businessman, I learned how to count money. I learned how to talk to people. I learned how to keep records. I learned how to pay bills. I learned how to work. Hold it, so watch this. I didn't want none of that. But my father couldn't teach me that verbally, but he put me in the way. I'm giving y'all a natural example. Because so he put me in the right place so I learned it. Because he, lo and behold, I just will need it in my life later. Right? Oh, I want to tell you something else the father does. And my father did in the natural. He used the natural. In natural death. So In rap, grew up at, people got robbed on GP. You know, that's just general purposes.
There you go. Yeah, let them know.
But my dad was an ex-boxer and was known in the neighborhood. So I wondered, I thought, because I was thought I was cool.
Nobody.
Why nobody ever touched me? I seen people get their sneakers taken, their money, give me what's in your pocket, everything. But nobody ever came and touched me. And I just think, man, I'm something, I'm cool. Right? Only to find out that my father had put a word on the street. Don't touch that. If you touch him, you gotta touch me.
Yeah.
So he stood in the gap for me. But I'm sharing, that was a natural, that was a natural father. How much more for the spiritual father, when the enemy has been coming after you, trying to attack you? But he said, listen, I'll allow that to happen, but you can't touch his life. And I'm going to let him have the victory over you, because he's going to see it if he stands and trusts my way. When it doesn't look like, right now, there's some things that don't look right. But I'm not hearing God say, do deviate and do something different. And so I'm saying, I got to trust God to do it the way he do it. But the people in my ear is telling me to do something else. Now I have to make a decision who I'm going to listen to. Whose report am I going to believe? I just read in the scripture the word, and I heard that the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word was in the beginning, and there was nothing that was made without him. Hold on, did I just say nothing? So why am I worried about anything if he already has a word on everything? So I'm going to have to trust him through this process. It doesn't necessarily feel good. This is where real faith kicks in. Real faith is going to stand in spite of. Now, I'm not talking about real foolishness. I'm talking about real faith. There's a difference. Okay? So, three goals. First one is to be with your rabbi. Jesus himself invited us. In him we live, move, and have. So, if you would leave your family, your village, your trade, and follow him 24/7, you were a student. And that's what the disciples did. Now, we don't have to do that today, right? Because we got it in the written form, the word, and through the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of us, right? So, he said, but class, you were a student, right? But you know, you get your roster classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11:50, and you got 10 minutes to get to the next one. But this class is a class for life. Oh, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
This one goes on every day, any day, all the time. I don't know about you, but I don't have anything else to call on but Jesus to get me out of some places where I need to be. So I have a prayer that I pray consistently. I don't pray something repetitiously. I pray something consistently. There's a difference. And I consistently ask God for the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him. Why do I need knowledge of him? If I get knowledge of God, and so I said God, G-O-D, but according to what I know, God is Jesus, is the word, so I'm talking about Jesus, and if I have knowledge of him, then I can get in the way, and my life will change. So I pray consistently for that. And then I ask for one more other thing. I said, God, I ask for favor. Now, I know favor isn't fair, but it's good. So I said, God, I don't care what other people don't like, don't have, whatever. It's not about that. I just want favor with you. So my first and foremost is that I have favor with God. And then with certain people or situations. And it has happened in my life. And so I share with you. So I constantly pray that, right? He said, being a student, you will spend every walking moment with your rabbi, sleeping on his side, eating at his table, sitting at his feet, to end up after long hours walking behind him, town after town. That's what they did. But here's number two. So they were disciples of the word. And by the way, did you know 12 men, ordinary men, did extraordinary things because they got in the way? To become like your rabbi is number two. So we must try to become like him. Okay? In other words, I used to read the Bible and talk about my greatest hero was David, or my greatest hero was Paul. Right? Guess who my greatest hero is today? Jesus. If I want to model after somebody, I need to model after Jesus, because that's what Paul and David was trying to do. But you must be you. Remember, we all know in part, yet he knows all of what we all know. I know that's hard for our minds to fathom, but so I can only be a part of who he is, but I need to be my part. So I have no intentions of being somebody else. But I do want to be like him. In my actions, in my act, in my walk, in my talk, right? So what? So listen, Jesus has a great line about how the apprentice is not above the rabbi. So listen, y'all remember, so a lot of people, this is important. So he said, but everyone who is fully trained will be like the rabbi. So John 1:43, he says, follow me. This was the heart and soul of the apprenticeship, being with your master for the purpose of becoming like your master. So I got a lot of people telling me, I got some people telling me what they want me to do and who they want me to be to them. If you're telling me that I'm not your master, or he's not your master, I'm not the master, I'm just a pastor. But I'm a spiritual leader that's in there. But if I'm hearing from God right, then I should be leading according to the way God told me. I'm going to help somebody here. So I never make decisions about you personally. They're always based off of what he's telling me to say or do for the good of the whole. I may have a personal word for you, but it's always for the good of who you are to become or what you're supposed to do with the corporate body. You know, I heard the worshiper say this. She said, I know we're doing corporate worship. She said, I know we're doing corporate worship, but you can't come to corporate worship unless you bring your personal self. See, if first thing isn't first, second has to be wrong. In the game of baseball, if I hit the ball and run past first base, don't touch it, go to second, if they touch me with the ball, I'm out because I missed a base. I know I had enough time and I was fast enough to get the two, but if you get the two before you touch one, you out. I'm talking simplicity here. And we keep jumping the gun. People think they're doing something if they had two, but they missed one. I don't know why I'm going to go in there, but I hear you. He said, being your master for the purpose of becoming your master. My last goal. So the first goal, let's quickly go on. First one is to be with your teacher, be with your rabbi, to be with Jesus. Right? Second one is to become like your rabbi, Jesus. Right? Third one, to do as your rabbi did. The whole point of apprenticeship was to train under the rabbi in order to be one day to become the rabbi. This is what the kingdom is all about. The kingdom is not a place. Let's go ahead. See, somebody was looking for this place like it was on the map in New York or in Europe. No. The kingdom is a mindset. It's a transformation of the mind. And he is the way, and he's the truth and the light, that he was going to show us how to come live in a dark place and bring light every time we show up. Then he said, light. When light shows up, darkness comprehends it not. Which tells me darkness cannot understand light. It didn't say it's trying to, it said it can't understand. But darkness will continue to try to reign and continue to try to come. But when light shows up, I love it. I walk in my garage. It's dark. Right? Hit the switch. Boom. Darkness is gone. Instantaneous. Let me show you again. I walk in a dark place and I hit the switch. Boom. Darkness is gone. I want to tell you something. Hit the switch. The light should be on the inside of you. When you show up, boom, darkness has to be. It doesn't say dark. Now I got to tell you something. If I cut the switch back off, darkness immediately appears. Which tells me, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, I never heard this one before. Listen. The darkness is there, but it can't reign over light. Light overshadows it, takes it out, but its presence is still there. The moment I cut the switch up, it's right back there, instantly. But as long as I show up in light with him on the inside of me, darkness is around me, but it can't get on me. It can't take me out. But I saw the ship, so right there. I never saw that that way before. Just got it. Holy Spirit, thank you. So becoming like the rabbi. It's made it. Listen, the whole point of apprenticeship is to be trained under the rabbi in order that one day to become the rabbi. If we made it through the gauntlet of discipleship, that was the real. That was real. And if then, when he thought you were ready, he would release you so that you could give, he would give you the blessing. So you could go and make disciples. But here we got people trying to make disciples and they ain't ready themselves. So what's happening is, I got to tell you something. So dysfunction will produce more dysfunction. I share with y'all, I'm concerned about what I say to you and your lives. So I need to make sure that I don't say things about of myself or we say my opinion. But I can back up what I'm saying with the Word of God. Because I want to make sure I'm giving you the Word of God. Because I want your life to be changed. Now, I know everybody in here. Right? I can't see all of y'all that are watching via YouTube and Facebook. I can't see you. But everybody in here, I know you. And every one of y'all have something you're dealing with. But I'm going to tell you, God has the answer. And he may have you going through it because a part of it is to help build your faith. Part of it is to help strengthen you because there's some muscles in your life that's not been used. And they hurt when you first start to have to use them. But then once you use them, you go back, that same thing shows up again. It don't bother you no more. Somebody getting that. You get that. Right? This is what it meant to be a disciple. This is still what it means to be a disciple. When we look at Jesus' model, whether in the first century Israel or the 21st century America, the meaning of a disciple is perfectly clear. Follow Jesus is to become an apprentice. It organized your entire life around these three driving goals. Be with Jesus, become like him and do as he did. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's my message today. This is part of what I gotta bring this back. We gotta take this back to being and doing what Jesus has done. And it's easy to get off of preaching some exciting messages. You're gonna be blessed in 100 days, and you're gonna have this, and you're gonna have that. Everybody wanna hear all these things, right? But what if I just want to tell you all the truth? If I walk with Jesus, all the things I need will be taken care of. And I have to learn how to walk. I gotta learn, be sensitive enough to hear his voice. And to hear his thing. And so by the way, we could be looking, he is the word, and the word does speak to us. He may speak to us through his word. He may speak to you through me, through a person. He may speak to you through something else. But all of those are his opportunity to speak to you. Okay? And God wants to speak to you. God has you on his heart. God has you on his mind. I'm convinced of that. You know, and I know we're probably going off the air now, but anyway, for those y'all here, let me just share with you. God will meet you where you are. I'm not condoning sin, but I'm saying I got saved and I wasn't in church. I cried out, save me. I had a Bible. I didn't know. It was sitting on the shelf. And I wiped the dust off of it. Didn't know where to even go look for something about my situation.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in the way. But when I called on Jesus' name, I called on the way. He came. He relieved me. He gave me peace. He took me out of that situation. So I know I confessed Jesus in front of people a little while later. But I believe he saved me that day. Just like he said he saved the thief on the cross. Not that day. So the Lord Shepherd was like, I wasn't in church. But I was doing something wrong. But I got it right when I called on him. All the things I couldn't do myself. And again, I told you I discovered who I am in the process. See, I'm going to help somebody here too that's pursuing riches and glory. I was working and I was making a lot of money, $80,000, $90,000 in 1997. That's 30 years ago. Right? I rose up, and I was the only African-American communication signals engineer on the Foot Railroad. Right? You start to thinking, now I got to tell you something. The railroad was a lot of nepotism, a lot of families, but anyway. But I didn't have no family. I had my father, though, was overseeing my life. I got to tell you all this story because you're going to see, because this all has to do with getting in the way. And when I kept asking God, I got my life changed, I asked him to help me, God, and he rose me up the ladder. And the guy that hired me, I'm his equal today. That was his equal. 17 years later, I'm his equal. Only to be set up and get fired. And I cried. I cried in my driveway. Why me, Lord? He said, why not you? He says, everything I've asked you to do, you haven't done. He says, you've continued to do everything. Everything you asked me, I've done for you. Oh, I'm helping somebody here. Okay? Because again, this has to do about getting in the way. So I wasn't in the way because I kept worried about doing what I wanted to do. And I was going, and the money was the priority. So I got to tell you something. So I went from $80,000 a year in 1997 to zero. To zero. Right? I still live in, I just sold it 3 months ago. I lived in that same house 33 years later. to, because I was counting on stuff, and I counted on when it was never about the stuff. Oh, I had to find out Amtrak wasn't my resource. Jesus was my resource. I gotta tell you, the stuff wasn't my resource. God was my resource. I'm telling y'all this because this really happened to me. The man that set me up, I was angry at him, right? Can I tell y'all something today? If I saw him, I would thank him. Man, had you not done that, I would have never figured out who I was. I would have been caught in the trap, in the lie. But you helped me. You helped me. And that's what I want to say. It was Jesus that changed my life. So no one today can tell me that Jesus isn't real. Right? I may not have what the disciples have that I walk hand in hand with him. I may not be able to do that. But he's on the inside of me. So I'm walking with him. And I've discovered that he is the way. And because he's the way, I also now discovered truth. No. Let me help somebody that never sees. Well, no, my truth. No. You can't have a truth that's not a truth to everybody. See, his truth is universal. It's true whichever way you look at it. You look at it crooked, it's true. That's true.
You're the one that's crooked.
And it doesn't change. That's the word of God. That's what he meant by today. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. See, because his word can't change. I'm not a respected person. I said, stop thinking he just did it for me because he wanted to make me a pastor or a leader. No, that's not why he did it. He did it because of obedience and the trust, faith, I believe. It is my faith that got me to this place. My faith in who? Jesus. Not faith in, by the way, you can't have faith in faith. You have to have faith in Jesus. I'm talking to the church right now. Family. At Harvest, we don't want to play church no more. Nobody wants to. I'm telling you. I want to come in. I really do love worshiping. You know why? Worship just gives me. Oh. Worship gives me all ready. My heart, mind, loosened up. And now, so it's almost like turning the dirt up. Right? Just like you got to do, I go out and get there. And then the word is the seed. And then the seed can fall in the dirt because the word, the soil already been turned up. And it's now, that makes it good ground. And when you got it in good ground, it can produce.
Greg, go play ball.
That's where we at, y'all. That's what I want for all of you. I want to see your lives change. I want to
Football.
See your lives change. I want to tell you, I know it works. I know it can work for you. Now, it's not going to be instant. Took me a long time to get here. But he can do it instant. He's capable.
That's right.
It's up to him if he wants to.
But I didn't make the choice.
I never stopped believing. Now, that was the gift that he gave me. Believing in faith. I have to give the faith. I'm saying I love it. So that's why I love teaching it. Because it's important that you operate
in it.
Now, I think it's most important thing in life. So I believe Jesus can help me. I believe his word when he said, I'm the way. So if he's the way, then I got to get to know him. If I get to know him, then I get to know the way. If I get to know the way, I get to know truth. And truth will change. Amen? Let's give the Lord a round of applause.
Now, could somebody who's preaching give you the scriptures?
I'm going to ask you to help me or have access to the scriptures in
the way. This here has it.
Amen.
Proclaim.
We need
we
your help.
We can put our scriptures in there. We can put our videos in there.
Let me say this. God is on the throne.
Leaders with that access.
He will multiply what it is we do. He's just looking for us to be obedient.
Yep. So
I need you to be obedient in your giving. I need you to be obedient. You can do it several ways. So they should be bringing up on the screen the QR code. If not, we got a QR code on the back of the envelope.
When I download
Elder,
here, just download
in the beautiful
here,
green, and it's coming around. And she would give you an envelope. Okay? So, let me share with you. I'm going to help somebody.